scream at the same time. I'm desperate, but I don't know why. Where is this? What's happened to me? A tube protrudes from my arm like a long, sinuous vein. It's connected to a bag that's filled with clear liquid. What is it? Poison? Sugar water? Alcohol? A machine beeps beside me. A jagged, flittering line leaping up and down as the tinny speaker lets out sharp, clipped cries. Flashing numbers blink rapidly at me. Digital. Escalating. My heart is like an explosion in my chest, detonating repeatedly. My cavity could erupt at any minute, spewing me all over the walls and floor. I want to get up, but it's like I'm nailed to the bed. Nothing is responding. Something bad has happened. I can sense it.
"Hey there, supernova," somebody says. "Boy, have I missed seeing those beautiful, glittering eyes."
My head snaps to the source of this strange voice. A man is sitting on a stool. I hadn't noticed him before. How hadn't I noticed him? He's right in front of me. He's tall and bullish, athletic, wide shoulders. Looks like he could handle himself. I'm a little afraid. His hair is tidy, light brown, brushed to one side. He has what looks like a few days' growth on his chin and cheeks. He has dark, narrow eyes. Dark. They widen when he looks at me. I can't figure out what's lurking behind them. I try to speak, but I emit a rasping, gurgling squeak, as if I've been strangled. My chest hurts, too, as though somebody has punched me. I start to become claustrophobic, hemmed in. I try to remember things, anything, but my mind is a sea of nothingness. My history is a vacuous void. I'm like a newborn, as if the world is a new and wondrous thing to me, except I understand things. I am aware of what a lamp is, what a bed is, the chair in the corner of the room, the ceiling tiles, the drapes. But I have no idea who this man is or why he's here.
"Don't try to speak,"
he says, approaching me with his palms held out, a gesture of peace.
"Don't move.
You've been in a horrible accident." Accident? What accident? I peer down at my body, afraid of what might be missing. I'm relieved my arms are where they should be, my hands, both legs. My feet are obscured by long white socks. I look mummified.
"You've been in here for almost 4 days. I was so worried about you. We all were."
His hand slips over mine. His fingers are warm but calloused. He is somebody who works with the land. I can tell from his strength, his hardened skin. I notice the curve of his biceps beneath his shirt, his thick chest. He could crush me if he wanted to, and there isn't a damn thing I could do about it. I wonder if I'm paralyzed, if I'll ever be able to move again. I concentrate hard, and eventually, my toes wiggle beneath my socks, and my fingers move. It's a victory, but a shallow one. I want to cry to let it all out. I feel so alone, so naked. It's like my skin is a stranger to me. My bones a hard frame of nothingness. I'm terrified of this man, of the shadows that lurk behind the door. The silence is interrupted by a noise in the corridor, and everything inside me urges me to get up and make a run for it, to leap out the window if I have to. I have no idea what floor I'm on. I might be at the top of a tall building, but I don't care. Anything is better than this. The not knowing. The not remembering. Is this man going to take me away? Lock me in a room? Examine me? Is he why I'm in here? Have I been kidnapped? Are the people in the corridor just like him? A white gold ring glimmers on his wedding finger engraved. I look down at my own. My fingers are bare.
"Your rings are all gone, Sierra," he says. "The doctors had to cut them off.